Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. A crop nutrition strategy typically gets less attention in soybeans than in other crops. However, soybeans do pull nutrients out of the soil. According to Mosaic Senior Technical Sales Manager Sherry Cook, soil testing is an important first step.
You know, we were not going to need the nitrogen on soybeans because they're pretty efficient on producing a lot of their own with their own nodulation. You know, other nutrients, though, that we shouldn't forget about would be that potassium side of things that helps with that strong root growth. And then phosphorus is critical for that root development, seed development, and growth. And then we can't forget about sulfur. Even NDSU is stating that we need sulfur in our soybeans, that they utilize that, right, just for normal growth.
In today's economy, every crop input is under a microscope.
One of the new acronyms that we've come up with on the fertilizer side of things is that ROFI, that return on fertilizer investment. And regardless of whether it's soybeans or corn or wheat or sugar beets, whatever our crop is, how do we get the most out of that dollar that we're putting into our fertilizer, right? And so that's one of the ways we use to measure that, right, and to help growers feel more confident in their investment in their crop nutrition. And so it's more important than ever to make sure that we're utilizing every dollar to get the best bang for our buck, so to speak.
Mosaic is a relatively new player in the biological space, but has products that help make crop nutrients more available. Cook says biologicals are one way to increase the return on the fertilizer investment. Taking a look at the market.